Media.
Good evening, ladies and gents. I'd like to quote F. Scott Fitzgerald from The Great Gatsby of 1925, Chapter 3. There was the boom of a bass drum, and the voice of the orchestra leader rang out suddenly above the echolalia of the garden. "Ladies and gentlemen," he cried, "at the request of Mr. Gatsby, we are going to play for you Mr. Vladimir Tostov's latest work, which attracted so much attention at Carnegie Hall last May. If you read the papers, you know that there was a big sensation." He smiled with jovial condescension and added, "Some sensation," whereupon everybody laughed. "The piece is known," he concluded lustily, "as Vladimir Tostov's Jazz History of the World." And what does that have to do with our show? Nothing, really.
Thank you.
The music business is a deep and shallow money trench where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side, Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
History of Jazz. We just finished off with some modal explorations from the early 60s with the John Coltrane Classic Quartet of McCoy Tyner, Jimmy Garrison, and Elvin Jones. And we heard Dear Old Stockholm, a Swedish folk tune. Before that, and that's in a class all its own. Before that, we heard Pepper Adams and the Jimmy Knepper Quintet getting into some hard bop, and we heard Minor Catastrophe with Wynton Kelly Keys, Dave Watkins on bass, and again, Elvin Jones on bass, and Pepper Adams on that baritone saxophone, Jimmy Knepper on trombone. Before that, we heard, and that's getting into some hard bop, the John Coltrane's getting into a little bit of the post-bop era. Charlie Parker's hardcore bebop. We heard Confirmation from live performances on Savoy with a classic quintet with Mingus on bass and Dizzy Gillespie, Bud Powell, and Max Roach. And before that, a little bit of Jelly Roll Morton and his Hot Peppers, Red Hot Peppers. We heard Billy Goat Stomp. And before that, we heard at the start of the show, Tiger Rag, the conclusion of it. It's in four parts. Jelly Roll Morton claims to have had something to do with this song. But then Arshil Bakke also has some sort of rights. Who wrote it? Could have been a quadrille. Shkone pa. Next up, we're going to be hanging with some of this, the post-bop era, and hard bop, and we'll finish up with what's really some post-bop. We're going to keep up with hard bop, though, because it's hard to define. Next up is Cannonball Adderley Quintet with backing up Nancy Wilson. This one's just an instrumental, One Man's Dream. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Thank you. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 on your radio dial. Worldwide at KRVS.org. Stream us, please. We just heard from Freddie Hubbard from his live Pinnacle concert, which was recorded in 1980. It's live at Keystone Corner. The band been touring a while, and he's just hot on this tune. There is a studio version of this, but this one is with Freddie Hubbard, Billy Childs, piano and Rhodes. Freddie Hubbard's just hot on trumpet, flugelhorn all over this album. Larry Klein is on bass. Phil Randlin is on trombone. David Schnitter is on tenor saxophone. And Sinclair Lott is on drums. Real great example of the post-bop or hard-bop era, which is coming into the post-bop, but it's that's what they're calling it, is hard-bop. So I'm trying to explain all of these tunes. If you're playing live, these things you just get through the tune and have heard it and know how it goes. So, but we'll try and give a few definitions. Before that, of course, was Cannonball Adderley with a really nice his quintet. At that time is, of course, with his brother, and Nat Adderley on trumpet. Sounds great on here. And Lewis Hayes on drums, young Lewis Hayes, Sam Jones on bass, and then the great Joe Zawinul on piano, and he's a composer of this song. Also, A One Man's Dream, and so Zawinul is even still in that pocket. He hadn't quite gotten into the fusion that we would be hearing from him. Next up, an album that kind of moved jazz along into a post-bop era with Miles Davis on trumpet. Before the Bitches Brew in the mid-60s, a lot of jazz musicians like this. These are mostly compositions by Wayne Shorter, who's on tenor saxophone. Herbie Hancock is on piano. Ron Carter's on bass. And Tony Williams is on drums. And we're going to hear a cut that's been coming up that's been a new release, is a Hand Jive. And it's going to be the second alternate take on that. It's supposed to be a hot take, too hot to release, whatever that means. And speaking of hot, Jelly Roll Morton's Hot Peppers on the Billy Goat Stomp. That was the second cut here. Included George Mitchell on clarinet, Gerald Reeves on trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Paul Stump Evans on alto sax, Jelly Roll Morton, of course, on piano, Bud Scott on guitar, Quinn Wilson on the bass, Warren Baby Dodds on drums, Lou Lamar is the dialogue and the goat imitation on the Billy Goat Stomp. Yeah, the man that brought it to Chicago, Jelly Roll Morton. And next up, Miles Davis from Nefertiti album with Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, Ron Carter, and Tony Williams. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz, KRVS 88.7 on your dial. We'll be right back. Go Herbie. Yeah. We're going to take a pause for the cause here. And you've been listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. I'm Tajama Gagne. And this is our, from the Great Gatsby, Jazz History of the World. Kind of a take on it. We're leaving with Nefertiti and post-bop era. Sometimes it's hard bop. Sometimes it's post-bop. It's not bebop. But, you know, you get an ear for it. So all I can do is present the material and tell you what it is. Miles Davis brought in this era pretty heavily with Nefertiti and actually Wayne Shorter's compositions. Hang around. We got more jazz coming.
Whether you're home or coming to or from work, thanks for being with us. Hi, I'm Pete Bergeron, and I bring you Cajun music every morning, Monday through Friday, from 5 to 7 a.m. here at KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Mullen, please join me for From the Shamrock Shore, an hour of Irish traditional music from the 1920s to today, Thursday at 8 p.m., right here on KRVS 88.7 FM.